There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To move you into a very good place, No Complaint Tuesday. John Creamans, Doug Steffen, Molly Page, Jennifer Horn. Not again.
No Complaint Tuesday.
It's just that we can't complain about him. You know that.
Right.
No,
right.
This is my first time at No Complaint Tuesday.
Yeah, no Complaint Tuesday. Right. What do you mean it's no fun?
I can, because he's just like, you guys are always whining and complaining about me. I'm going to make the No Complaint Tuesday.
No, this
Tuesday.
Has nothing to do with me. This has to do with, in general, your approach to life and the day.
No worries, no complaints.
Well, think about what life would be like if you weren't where you are. If you were in a worse place, think about John. If you weren't where you are doing what you were doing, Molly, think about what you.
There's romantic activity outside.
There is in Tampa.
Yeah, possibility. Yeah,
really.
Activity. Yeah.
Well, it was 3 weeks ago today that I was there.
Fanatic.
Yes, fanatic.
I think about Tuesdays will never be the same because it's the 3 weeks ago today is when Charlotte died, and I think about that.
Come on, now, dude.
See?
What?
Ago? 3 weeks ago today. Do you believe that?
So now every Tuesday for the rest of your life? Usually people say this date.
I'm working my way through it, Richie. Actually doing a lot better. Thinking about what happens in terms of where you are. This you can apply to anything in your life.
Okay.
This you can apply to anything. If you want to let go of all of the sorts of things, I mean, I have sadness and is always going to be there. But to move ahead, you think about what you want in your future. You look straight ahead. You can't know what's going to be in your future, but you certainly can know where you are now. And now doesn't need to include all of that which happened yesterday because there's nothing you can do about it.
So you know what this Tuesday means to me?
What's that?
3 weeks ago, I gained a friend for life.
And that's very true.
Look at how sweet John is.
Yep, sweet. That's a great way of looking at it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name?
You don't know him, but...
Oh, no.
Let's check back with him 3 weeks from now and see if he still feels that way.
No, I know.
Do they know that you and I, we'll include ACOS here. Yeah. He's flying across the Atlantic right now.
Yeah.
But we talked for what, a year, and a half?
Yes.
No, over a year and never had seen each other.
Nope.
It never shared a glass of iced tea or, you know, get a handshake.
At least now we've had a cheap meal together.
Yeah, well, that was a win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't what I wanted.
No.
I wanted dinner.
But we did. We'll have a dinner. I have to be down there. I sent ACOS a note, as a matter of fact. I want to do business on the air. I have to be down there on the 20th of May. So if you guys want to get together on or about the 20th, the 21st.
I don't think there's any conventions or anything I have to go to.
No, you have to go to. All right. So John Creamans is here. He's known as the Doctor of Shopology. We're here to exclaiming the value, the virtue. I would wonder, Jennifer is a great example, frankly, of what we are trying to support here. A family that has a business. They are entrepreneurs. I don't know that they made any discoveries or invented anything, but they are part of the push here on My Cool Inventions and Dream Big America is to get people to understand that you can run a business, you can work and create something from nothing. Her father and her have created something out of nothing. John, you and ACOS, in essence, have created something out of nothing. I created something out of nothing. Not trying to put Richie and Molly on a short shrift because they haven't.
Were you at Radio America 20 years ago?
Wait a minute.
Was I?
Yeah.
Well, yes, I was, and I was responsible for Radio America surviving, as you'll recall.
You're right.
When I showed up.
Rich creates magic every single day.
Yes, he does.
And balloon animals.
And mayhem.
He makes you sound amazing.
No, wait a minute. Now, see what he just said? Every day, he's referencing me, he creates something out of nothing. We have nothing here, and
we do. We start out with nothing. That's what we do. half minutes past the hour.
Every hour.
We have nothing.
Great. And by the way, you really have nothing. It, what we're doing, all we do is create air here. We are, you know, the advertisers say, well, what are you selling me? And I say to them, well, we're selling you a message. No, no, you're selling me nothing. It's air. It goes out and it's gone.
It's
and
like ether.
Yeah, well, out into the ethos and it's gone. So, Molly, aren't you glad you made your career in radio?
I'm making love out of nothing at all. All I've got here. No, that's but that is radio.
It is.
Right?
Right.
There's
And there's so much of that, really, in the world of the mind, where all of this stuff begins, and this is back to going to the future. How are you going to best utilize what you have, your possibilities for your own personal life, for your family, what you want for them? You start with what you want. What do you want in the future? That's what you keep in your mind. Do you want independence? Do you want to have satisfaction? A lot of people who answer that question yes go into the entrepreneurial zone. They start a business. I'm a great advocate of having a business in your cellar, your basement, cellar and basement, same thing, in the garage. And oftentimes people come up with these great ideas. They invent things. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday we had this guy on with this. I sort of understood it, but I didn't really understand it. Do you know what I mean? This is a service that helps to get people like real estate folks to better promote their business. It's a niche, and it was better. I understood it better when he was done. But when I look at these things sometimes, like today we have Tom Rossi with us, who has a data assistance mechanism. And I also
it's kind of a it's a cap, let's say on your lip balm or a lipstick or any kind of squeeze tube. You put it on there and it actually will hold something, right? So this can actually hold aspirin or meds for, you know, medical emergencies, but then it has a QR code on it. So
it's
every once in a while you'll see something, it'll have like
those little
like
squares,
digitized box.
Oh, okay, yeah,
little squares and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you can put that up to a QR reader, and that'll actually take you to a website. It could take you to maybe that person's medical information.
So he's selling two things here. It looks like
it's combined.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So it's different. Yeah.
So we'll find this. That's intriguing. All these things are intriguing. So
and look at your desk and look at all the stuff on it and go, somebody had to invent that. And who? How did they come? I mean, seriously, when you get into the mind of an inventor, I always think entrepreneurship comes from wanting to be stimulated.
Yeah.
More than success, more than anything, but wanting to have stimulation daily. And that's exactly what it is. And people come up with these cool things and you go, wow, I use cardboard all the time. Who was the first guy that invented cardboard?
Well, I mean, think about paper, for example. My desk is covered with paper. Who was the first guy that said, let's peel a tree and make paper out of it?
Really?
Give up for that. Who's the guy who looked at the bark of a tree and said, we'll create aspirin from that? Yeah, think about, and I think what you just said in terms of inspiration, motivation, because you always have another choice. Remember, whatever choice you make, this second can be changed the next second, and the second after that, and the second after that. And by the way, not only choices that you make, well, I guess it's all about choices. How do you choose to look at yourself? How do you choose to live your life? Do you choose to be shut off, closed down, or are you choosing to be open and to learn life's lessons and from there move yourself into a better place?
You want to know how cardboard was created?
How was cardboard created?
It was actually created in China sometime in the 15th century.
How by how?
The first cardboard box was by an American, Robert Garr, in Brooklyn.
But
printer and a paper.
Yeah, but how did they? Who figured out how to make cardboard?
I don't know. They don't say the name. I mean, I suppose.
No, I don't want to.
15th century. So,
all right, let's put the who aside.
Mr. Wang Chongyang from China back in the 15th century.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. But, I don't know.
But how do you make cardboard? How do you make cardboard? Anybody know how you make cardboard?
No.
A lot of people gluing
that's
stuff
why
together.
I'm so amazed by it.
Well, is it? I think it is glued to a board. It's like plywood. How do you make plywood? Think about it.
Plywood pressurized.
Go ahead, Mel.
Pressurized panels of wood.
No, I mean, isn't it kind of sawdust that's pressurized and glued together?
Well, the chips are done in particle board. That's different than plywood.
Particle board,
although it gets used almost the same these days. Plywood, if you look at it, there are five slices
Well, depending on how thick it is, half inch plywood, there's 3/4 inch plywood, inch plywood. You can see how the plywood is in fact glued together, and how you get pieces big enough that are in a 4x8 sheet. Actually, when you think it through, it's phenomenal.
I mean, I was wrong. It was actually 105 AD by Sai Lun, a servant of the Chinese Emperor Ho Tai.
Oh, thank gosh we cleared that up.
See, yeah.
I thought you were wrong, John.
Well, here's what they did. Yes, I knew.
I didn't want to point it out, you know.
I didn't want to be wrong. But they actually used fishing nets and rags, and they kind of mushed them together. And then took fibers of plants, they boiled it all together, made it a mash, and then dried it out.
You're talking about cardboard.
So I get dressed on Saturday, fish nets and rags.
Well, but think about the ideas that come. Just in our conversation here, we may be having fun, but there are ideas. The idea is the marketplace of success. And so if you choose to, there's a book out, Dale Carnegie's got a great series of books, in fact, and some of them are more motivational than others, but that's really what it, our whole lives are built on motivation. Are you motivated to get up and go to work today? Are you motivated to go find somebody that you love today? Are you motivated to help your children do their homework today? Are you motivated to have a healthy dinner tonight? All of these things, I mean, it goes from stem to stern. So if you create cultivate your own creative juices, then you will have, I think, anyway, even if you're going to a regular job every day, so you do something different that really excites you. And that's usually what entrepreneurialism and invention is all about. So that's why it's good that you're listening to My Cool Inventions Radio.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Past the hour, Michael Inventions Radio with everybody in the world here. John Cremins, he's way down there, and
why
Molly.
Why would you be so impatient?
Why would I be so impatient? You know why? Because of this.
Oh, that's the theme for Michael Inventions.
It was the theme.
There you go.
John Cremins, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Molly Page. So one of the things that comes about as a result of us understanding how businesses get started, I have become a great supporter of crowdfunding. And I've become very educated as to how it works as well. And so each time I see a good example of how crowdfunding is put to work, it isn't always about business. It is usually about help, though. So it is with that that the story of Tonica Morgan comes to mind. It is a young 32-year-old woman, Toronto woman, that has not had an easy life. She left home when she was 14. She was homeless for 4 years. She slept in shelters on park benches. She was kicked out of high school because she didn't show up, because she had to somehow or other figure out how to live because she was by herself on her own. She's overcome a lot of problems. Imagine at 14, 15, 16, the problems that we've had in our lives. Molly, you've had problems. Jennifer, you've had problems. John, I have. We all have them. Richie's had them. But she was worried that she was not going to be able to get an education because she thought education was the key to her getting out of the problems that she had. So the interesting thing was she applied to, with some help, the Harvard Graduate School of Education. She did have an equivalent degree, bachelor's degree, but she said, okay, I'm going to go for it. However, Harvard decided that they would accept her, but they would not give her the means to go to Harvard. So here's this woman who has not many options, finished school. She wants to go on to college, to graduate school. And she applied, got accepted, but Harvard says she's with a lot of needy college students. And what she did was go to crowdfunding, GoFundMe, And it's called A Mission for Harvard Tuition. Still going on. She needs $77,000 to get involved in the master's program. The tuition alone there is $43,000.
Well, she's actually raised that.
Did she raise it 43? Did you find it?
Yeah.
I didn't know she
wanted. She wanted to cover 50,000 of the 71,000.
Mm-hmm.
So she's at 43. I'm sure by the time this article came out, it's probably higher than that now.
So what do you think?
This was back, April 16th when they...
Yeah, this was a week or so ago.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So what about, the given where she came from and what she's trying to do, she worked in a crime-ridden neighborhood, and that's why they accepted her to Harvard, because where she's been, her life's experiences to this point. I guess, this is a comment on society. I've not got a lot of use for Harvard in many ways. They have billions of dollars in assets, and they have billions of dollars in endowment. So you get somebody who comes along like this who probably could use the help and make something out of herself, and they say, okay, we'll let you in. But we're not going to give you a scholarship. Yeah. But so she figured out how to do it on her own, which maybe is better. Maybe that speaks to what we're talking about here. She became an entrepreneur in and of herself. She was motivated to go to Harvard, so she's going to figure out a way to get the money. So we can say bully, bully for her then, right? Is that a good example?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. She's Canadian? Canadian?
Yes.
Born.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we like her.
Yeah. We have room. We got room for a few Canadians here. Not too many, but a few.
Well, yeah, we would bring peace and love to the state.
We bring some hockey players over from Canada.
All right, okay, there it is. 28 past the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Our nation was built on dreaming big. But will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant.
Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get...
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's 33 after the hour. This is My Cool Inventions Radio. John Creeman's Doug Steffen. The ladies have departed because we may need to make room for Tom Rossi, who's going to join us in a minute. Got two things to tell us and sell us. I want to remind you that you can vote through tomorrow. The Dream Big America contest on Fridays brings to you the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme of all of the inventors and the entrepreneurs that we showcase here on the program. We have daily competitors who get their time for pitching, and we see how they do. You can text thumbs up or thumbs down as to whether you like the pitch, the sales technique, the item that's been brought forth. That you can do starting, as soon as they get on the air, and it goes till noon Eastern time. Texting to 22333, thumbs up or thumbs down, on the person who's presenting their wares. And then if they do well, if they win, like the last person, the winner last week was Julianne Jaffe, the Poppy Petals, right? 97% thumbs up.
Yes.
So she will appear either this Friday or next Friday in the Dream Big contest with probably one other winner from My Cool Inventions and another Dream Big qualifier. Because if you're an entrepreneur and you want consideration, you can go to My Cool Inventions and submit your idea there. Or you can go to dreambigamerica.us and submit your idea. You can go to both places. What the heck? It gets more attention. And then the people that come on the air on Friday during this hour to compete get a 2-minute pitch, and then you can vote for the winner of Dream Big America like you have been able to do all along. Those contests on Friday net a big prize package for the people at the end of the month who actually win. So you could conceivably compete during the week, Monday through Thursday. Then you could compete again on a Friday session of Dream Big. And if you win that, you could compete a third time for the monthly opportunity to win there. So keep voting. Check out the people, their specs, their stories, the companies, their ideas at Dream Big America. All three of them are showcased every week. And you can just click under the picture and the story, the one that you want to vote for. It's that simple, that easy. And it all starts right here with John and Akos and
and me, personal growth time. So, yeah. Tom Rossi, why don't you tell us his story, and then we'll bring him on, John.
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday, by the way, just for the just for example,
oh,
Glitter
yeah.
actually
do
did
with
80,
that?
86%.
86% thumbs up. Okay,
yep.
Good. All right, that was a question I needed to ask and forgot to, so there
yeah,
you go.
I just remembered that.
Right.
I was so enamored by the girls I forgot what I was doing.
Yeah.
Well,
yes,
what happened? They just left us? They didn't want to stay around with
well,
me?
Well, they figured that...
I mean, we're
we don't
two nice guys.
Just,
I mean,
yeah, but we have to focus on the man of the hour, who's Tom Rossi.
Yes, yes, we do. And matter of fact, Tom, welcome to Michael Inventions. We're glad to have you with us this morning.
And I'm happy to hear that I'm given the opportunity to close the gender gap between those gals, and now the guys are going to come on.
So, Tom, I was talking to everyone a little earlier today about what your invention was. And I only saw it because I looked at your diagrams and looked at your submission when you brought it to us here at My Cool Inventions. And I'm very curious on it. I like the fact that it could pretty much fit on anything, whether it's lip balm or lipstick or whatever, you know, anything you would need a cap. I like the fact that it had the medicines are possible, you know, anything for emergencies. But I was really intrigued by the QR code that you could actually put on it as well. Tell everybody a little bit more about this, because I tried to explain it. I might not have been that good at it.
Sure. Well, what I did when I made the credit cap, that is, you said, fits on a lip balm, a lipstick, and now we've added more to our patent with a writing pen as well, that you can do it there. But on the side of it, there's the QR code that many people are now familiar with. And emergency medical technicians would be mindful of what happens if they find somebody unconscious or disabled or whatever. They can scan that QR code, and if the purchaser of that product had subscribed to my service online, then and given the proper information, when they scan that QR code, it's going to go right to a gatekeeper at my subscription service, and that gatekeeper is going to contact a local trauma center, share the personal medical data of that subscriber, and that trauma center is then going to call back to the EMT and say, listen, well, you still got the guy on the ground. You're 30 minutes away from an ER, but I want you to know, here's what you can start doing, because we know what this fellow's conditions are. He has a heart problem. He has diabetes and so forth. Before you're even on the gurney, before you're even close to getting into the ambulance, these EMTs can already start saving your life and probably make the difference between life and death in a number of cases with the direction of a trauma center. And the gatekeeper at the subscription service, of course, is only going to give that information out, number one, what's been pre-authorized, and two, to a vetted party that's entitled to it. It's really a cool product.
So, Tommy, you're looking at, I mean, yeah, you're saying a subscription service, so I would assume that it's, what is it going to be, $19.29? What is it? Is it a monthly or is it a yearly subscription?
Yeah, we'd probably, and number one, it could be given away as an incentive, too, as a promotion, but I think it could be monthly or annually, but I think it's going to be such a low price that, you know, many people, especially with all the baby boomers coming on here, you know, this is for their, you know, their younger adult children, to give them this nice gift of life where they, you know, could be a stocking stuffer. And by the way, the same QR can also be put on bling. It can be bought in packages of 100 with pre-assigned codes on it. Where you can put one on your cell phone, your computer, all kinds of things, so that even if you were separated from those items, somebody can find that, scan it, they can contact the service. You could be reunited with your expensive laptop or cell phone. But
so what do you think?
If you're mugged, you're not going to have those items with you, and that's why it's so important that when the EMTs are going through your pockets, they'll find that pen or that lip balm, and go, wow, hey, we can still find out who this guy is, and they scan it and put their smartphone, and off they go.
So, Tom, what's the biggest, what's your biggest impediment to getting this out into the marketplace and to get this, commonplace? Because I would imagine if an EMT guy right now, somebody was in a car accident or somebody had an emergency situation, they might find the pin but have no idea what the QR code meant. Is your biggest impediment trying to get it out in the marketplace to let people know about it?
Well, actually, I think, number one, I'm a manufacturer of other products, but I'm not a manufacturer of this one. This is not what I do. So, you know, this would be where I'm looking for a licensee that, can put together an injection molding thing and so forth. And then, you know, I think through the medical professional field, we can get the word out to them. I mean, it's not going to be that difficult once we promote it to the EMTs and the trauma centers and so forth. You know.
See, that's what I was thinking too. I mean, something where you would team up maybe with an insurance company, Maybe you're, you know, you could actually team up with, I guess, any provider that, and I'm just thinking national and a larger scale, even with like the Affordable Care Act, what do they have, 13 million people, 14 million people? That might be something that they could actually put in their packet, let the people know, you know, when they join up or something. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to think marketing-wise how you would get this out. And I guess if you got into the AMA, you got into, I don't know if there's a hospital association, go to these, some of these conventions or some of these gatherings where these people get together and hand a few of these out to those people, right? This might
fire departments, and they have these EMT staffs, you know. I'm sure they all have the professional organizations. I know they get information disseminated to them all the time of various kinds, and I'm sure this would be tucked right in there. They would find it to be a real benefit because those guys are really interested in saving lives and you know, making a better quality of life for people. So they're going to pay attention.
Well, Tom, I want to hear your pitch first. I'm sure that Doug and myself will come up with a few more questions for you here on this as well. But what we're going to do is we're going to allow everybody listening right now, whether they're in their car or in their office or at home, they can vote. You're going to get a chance to see what you think about Tom's pitch, and then you can tell him by texting to vote. By smartphone, you can text to the number 22333. You can put thumbs up or thumbs down in your text, or you can just go to our website, mycoolinventions.com. You hit the vote tab. You can go and see the invention, take a little bit more about it, learn more about it, and then vote there, too. So, Tom, are you ready?
I am ready, sure.
All right, let's do this.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
We lost a younger friend to a heart attack, a tragic but unavoidable, a leading cause of early death for men and women of all ages. My invention could have saved her life because we know two aspirin taken at the first sign of a heart attack can save your life. It's a fact. My Coolin credit cap invention discreetly replaces the cap on your lip balm, lipstick, or writing pen, and it's a very low-cost, convenient way to always have instant access to your life-saving aspirin, meds, and encrypted emergency medical contact information and data. The credit cap is utility patented with dozens of allowed claims, costs pennies to make, and can easily retail for $1 to $10 or more with many cool personal safety upgrades, like a flashlight, audible emergency alarm, and so forth, for a phenomenal profit of 20 to 50 times production cost. The huge market already exists at checkout lines at every grocery, pharmacy, convenience store, and more, plus online sales could be phenomenal. The credit cap is the incredible money-making license opportunity for the smart licensee I'm looking for.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right. Well, Tom, I got to tell you, the time right now, as you know, I would assume that you were about ready to tell us where to go ahead and get involved with this or how we could get in contact with you if we decided to license it or be a part of this.
They can go to incredicap.com, incredicap.com. But I also want everybody to go to michaelinventions.com and vote for me, or incredicap.com. I need your vote.
There you go. There you go. So what do you think, Doug?
Well, I'm trying to figure out here. There are a couple of things, and I'm moderately confused, but not confused a lot. I didn't quite get at the beginning the connection to the lip balm, the cap of the lip balm, and that sort of thing, and the vital data. When I heard the vital data, it reminded me of the old, "Help! I've fallen and I can't get up."
Yeah,
it's sort of those the commercial. That's I think this is the play on that. But what's the connection? What am I? What's the lip balm connection?
Okay,
I don't get that.
Number one, I always carry two aspirin with me for the very same reason, because we lost a friend.
Yeah,
and there's nothing more convenient that I keep in my pocket than an incredible than a lip balm. And so I thought, hey, let me just elongate this cap by 3/8 of an inch or half an inch or something like that, build in a separate compartment, and that's where I store my meds. And so it barely makes a difference in the length or size or weight or anything of my lip balm, and yet I know I've got a compartment at the top end of that cap that I can easily access and pop those two aspirin or any other meds into my mouth in a heartbeat.
So would that be something you license to some of these manufacturers?
Absolutely. I've done a 3D prototype, you know, so I know what it looks like and I know it functions. But, you know, there's people that know about injection molding and all that sort of thing. That's not what I do. So I'm going to give it to the experts and let them get the lion's share of the goodies.
Gotcha. I actually like this idea. I think that, you know, I always have aspirin with me as well. And getting to the time of my life where I always worry about that. So I want to make sure that I have something just in case. But I would imagine, too, for other people that have certain meds that they have to take, or maybe alert for allergic reactions, they need to have something right away or something they can have at fingertips, or arm's length. That might work. And then all you're trying to do is kind of combine the two, right? The Incredicap and the Vital Data.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to find in a pocket or purse. You know, I used to carry around a plastic a little envelope with the aspirin in it. Sometimes they'd end up in the washing machine. Sometimes they'd fall out of my pocket. Then they bought this little medical thing, or the little metal thing, that the tube about an inch long, inch and a half long, rather, that would tie onto my keychain. But the problem is I don't always take my keys with me. Plus, that thing is $5. Well, if I had to pay $5 for a little metal tube, For as little as a dollar for my basic model of the credit cap, I'm way, way ahead in the marketplace.
And so you want people to clean the lip balm out of the little canister, put the aspirin in, and have a code printed.
No, it'd be the cap. It'd be the cap on the cap.
You don't need any of the lip balm that you've got. All you're doing is removing the old cap and placing the new cap on top. And, of course, manufacturers are going to probably want to adapt it.
They put it on top of the lip balm.
Okay. That way.
And it has a code on it that you can somehow scan to get more information about you if there's a problem, what to do with what's in the, where the aspirin is on the cap, right?
Well, we have factory-assigned random code for each particular cap. Mm-hmm. Or if you bought the QRs in a pack of 5, 10, 15, 20 by themselves, they could all come like a key-alike lock.
I will tell you something. This required a lot of thought, and that's why it may be a winner if people understand how it works. Text thumbs up or thumbs down on Tom's invention to 22333 or call 888-877-0490 or mycoolinventions.com to vote.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
A city on edge. Riots in Baltimore following the funeral of Freddie Gray. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The violence broke out yesterday afternoon and continued into the evening and overnight hours in West Baltimore. All of it came after the funeral for 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who died of a severe spinal injury after being detained by police earlier this month. Dario DiBattista witnessed the escalating violence late yesterday.
There's some instigators, people from out of town, maybe spreading the ill will. And I also think some of it is just youth and wildness, and that I think the curfew will go a long way in squashing that. And I think people are very just frustrated in general that this had to happen at all. It's like inertia. It's hard to stop.
You heard the reference to a curfew imposed by Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake, which will begin tonight and last for a week. A curfew of 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. With fires set, stores looted, and clashes with police, Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan declared a state of emergency, which means the activation of the National Guard.
I've not made this decision lightly. The National Guard represents a last resort in order to restore order.
Baltimore police say several officers were injured, some seriously, in yesterday's clashes. The police commissioner, Anthony Bass, said he expects all the officers injured during the riots to recover. Maryland State Police say there's a request for hundreds of state law officers to come to the city, as well as thousands from the Mid-Atlantic region. As for today, the city's schools will be closed due to the unrest, and more than 1,000 people have responded to a Facebook group request. We'll begin cleaning up today in the areas hit by the rioting. The Facebook group asking volunteers to bring trash bags, trash cans, brooms, and anything else that could help. Now, Here's something else that will matter to you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
On Wall Street, all of the major indexes finished in negative territory yesterday. The Dow off 42 points, closing at 18,037. NASDAQ fell 31. S&P lost 8 points. The U.S. Supreme Court to hear arguments on same-sex marriage today. The court set to decide whether states will still be allowed to ban same-sex marriage. The ruling is also likely to include a decision on whether states can refuse to recognize same-sex couples who get married in another state. Legal analyst Royal Oak says the court could take up until June to make up its mind on this.
The big question is whether or not the U.S. Supreme Court is going to take this opportunity to say that actually same-sex marriage is a constitutional right.
The number of states allowing same-sex marriage has grown rapidly in recent years, with 36 states and Washington, D.C. now permitting it. Closing notes, first, something many of us already know. Allergy season. Kissintide. Yes, allergy season is here, and experts say this year's bitter winter means more pollen across much of the country during the spring, making for a brutal allergy season. In the Midwest, trees are pollinating later than usual, and that means more pollen is released into the air all at once. Same goes for other parts of the country, but many experts say this blast of pollen could lead to a quicker allergy season this year, and that's nothing to sneeze at. Uh-oh. Come on, use a tissue, will ya? And finally, let's take a trip across the pond. Bookmakers in Britain are now taking bets on the second child of Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge. The royal baby is due any week now, so British gamblers are placing wagers on the baby's name, gender, weight, and exact time of birth. London bookmaker William Hill says most people are betting the baby will be a girl, and the odds-on favorite name for the baby is Alice, followed by Charlotte, and then Elizabeth. I have my own prediction. If the royal baby is born this Saturday, the royal couple will name the baby Pacquiao if it's a boy, Mayweather if it's a girl. You see, the big fight is Saturday, and listen, if I have to explain this, it's not worth it, so forget it. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
You're a long walk in a rainstorm.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.